Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. We thank you, Almighty God, for this opportunity to hear your word proclaimed so that we can go out in the world and proclaim it to others. May we be that ripple in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. So some of you know this, some of you don't. I am an amateur, extremely amateur magician. I started doing magic when I was a little kid. My mother, my grandmother, and my aunt, when we would go to the beach, they would always take one day and drag my brother and me shopping. And in order to, bribe our good behavior, we were rewarded with a magic trick from the magic shop. We would go to the village of the barefoot traders. And in the middle of the village of the barefoot traders, I remember there was a garbage can. It was a hippopotamus. And when you would put trash in it, it would like roar or something. I don't know. But the village of the barefoot traders no longer exists. Actually, it does. Now it is Barefoot Landing. And in the village of the barefoot traders was Connolly Magic Shop, which lasted in Barefoot Landing for a long time, but is now Trickmaster Magic. And so it's still there. And so when I go to the beach, I still buy magic tricks. And when I'm there for a long time, I like to, like, if I'm going to be at the beach for a week or so, I like to get magic tricks that are kind of hard to figure out, you know, that take a lot of practice. It gives me time to do things. But I found over the years that the most effective tricks to do for people are the easy ones because they're harder to mess up and they still amaze. And so I brought one with me today. I brought a dice, you know. And what do dice have? They have numbers on them, right? So you got one and four. And so you may be thinking, but that dice doesn't, well, dice have how many sides?
Six.
Six, and they have six numbers. Well, this one does too. I mean, so it's got three and it's got six right here. See? Regular dice. And so you're thinking, well, yeah, but what about two and five? Well, it does. It has two right here and five right here. Amazing, isn't it? Like I said, the easier the better. And so that's what we want to go with. And so, you know, obviously you figured it out. I would just, you know, sort of fake it and cover one up and, you know. So the good thing is the difference between a magic trick as a sermon and a regular magic show is you don't have those idiots out there going, move your hand, because then I'm busted, right? You find out that there's only two dots instead of three dots on here. Or you know, but you're like, oh, yeah, well, turn it over and see the other. And then you find out that there are six dots on the other side. And so I love to do things like this because, you know, it tricks people and they don't know what's going on. And they're like, wow, you're amazing. You can do anything. You could take five loaves of bread and two fish and make all kinds of stuff on there. No. There's a difference between the magic and miracles, because miracles are real. Miracles really happen. In magic, there's always some gimmick. There's some like sleight of hand or something that makes it look like it's impossible, but it's really not. It's really easy. You're just moving your hand and covering a dot, right? So I show you this magic trick because today we're talking about a miracle. And I got to tell you that when it comes to topics on preaching, when I'm finding things, like when these things roll around in the lectionary and I'm talking about a miracle, I've always found them very difficult to preach about. Because in my opinion, the purpose of preaching is to take what's in Scripture and to make it relate to us, you know, in our everyday lives. But the problem with miracles are, how many of you have seen a miracle? I mean, sure, you know, that was pretty miraculous. No. I mean, like, anybody seen somebody walk on water lately? Have you been at a party, run out of beer, and then somebody's like, oh, just turn on the sink, you'll be fine? Anyone? Yeah, me either. I'm still waiting for that one. Or anybody seen somebody who's been blind their whole life all of a sudden be able to see? No? Somebody raised from the dead. Now, all you medical professionals, I'm not talking about shocking somebody back to life. I'm just saying, like, be raised and they stand up. Anyone? So the problem that we have with miracles is stuff for us to relate to them, isn't it? Because we wonder, do miracles still happen today? Well, we hope so, right? I mean, honestly, I pray for miracles all the time. You may not know this, my father has Alzheimer's, and he lives in a memory care place in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I pray every day for his healing. Now, he doesn't know who I am, and a lot of days he doesn't even remember that I exist, but I still pray, hoping that maybe his memory will just come back. But now I know that Alzheimer's doesn't really work that way, but I still hope that a miracle happens. But then as it doesn't, it makes me question miracles at all. Or is it just me? I mean, miracles are tough to deal with because they're not something that we see all the time or maybe ever. And so preaching about them and trying to relate them to us is really difficult. Well, sometimes. Honestly, though, as miracles go, the feeding of the 5,000 is my favorite one to talk about. I love this miracle. It's my favorite one in all of Scripture. Well, except the resurrection. That's kind of an important one. But in the feeding of the 5,000, it's a little different. It's one of the most familiar of all the miracles. I think even people that aren't Christian are aware of the feeding of the 5,000. It's also in all four Gospels. Now, they're different, a little bit different in each one. Like, for instance, in John's gospel, a little boy shows up with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and the other ones the disciples have. But, you know, the same holds true. Jesus is with people, he's been teaching them and healing them, and then it gets late, and then they need to eat, and so he takes 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, blesses it, breaks it, and then everybody's fed, and then some. That's a pretty cool miracle, isn't it? So Matthew's gospel has its own slight spin on it. Jesus has just heard that John the Baptist has been killed by Herod. And so he decides he needs to be alone, which is understandable. You know, somebody really close to him died, and he just wants to process that and grieve that. So he gets in a boat and goes off by himself. But I guess in the Sea of Galilee, you can probably see boats from the shore. And so all the people still wanting to be near Jesus, they're following the boat on foot. And so when Jesus comes to shore, there's a big crowd there. Massive crowd. Like football stadium size crowd. It's not just 5,000 people, if you clued on to the end. It was 5,000 people plus women and children. So we're probably looking 10 to 15,000 people. There's a lot of folks standing there. And when Jesus comes ashore, now he should have, if he was caring for himself, said, look, folks, look, I got to call it a day. But it says he had compassion on them and he cured their sick. And this went on for a long time, apparently. Hours and hours, because when it became evening, the disciples were like, look, these people got to go. I'm hungry. Peter's hungry. James and John are hungry. And we're out in the middle of nowhere. We got nothing. They need to go into town to the McDonald's or something like that and get some food. And Jesus' response is kind of shocking. He goes, I don't need to go anywhere. You give them something to eat. Now, that's kind of interesting. He didn't say, no, I'll take care of this. He said, you give them something to eat. Now, their response is a lot like ours, because we live in a world of scarcity. We look at all the things that need to be done, and we're like, yeah, no, we can't do that. And that was what they said. They said, we have nothing but 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We ain't got nothing to eat, Jesus. We don't even have enough for the 12 of us. I mean, what's 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? What's that going to do? We don't have enough. And isn't that what we do a lot of times? We don't have enough time. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough skill. We don't have enough talent. We don't have enough of anything. That's not enough. I'm not enough. And so we don't do anything. We don't give anything because we don't have enough to give. We live in this world of scarcity where we think that our small amount isn't enough to do anything. But see, Jesus says, bring it here to me. And he tells the crowds to sit down and he blesses and breaks it. And then what does he do? He takes the food, gives it to the disciples, and the disciples give it to the people. And then the disciples clean up the mess when it's over. So who did the miracle? The disciples had the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The disciples gave it out. The disciples cleaned it up. The disciples were the one doing the miracle. Oh, sure, Jesus is the one that made it happen, but it was the disciples that carried it out. And so, to go back to our question, do miracles happen today? Yes, they do, and they happen through you and me. But the problem is, we get in the way of these miracles because we're so convinced that we can't do that, that we don't have enough, that we can't be enough for God to work through us. But this says differently. God can feed multitudes with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. With just the work of 12 people, all of those were fed. I mean, can you imagine if there were only 12 vendors at a football stadium? It would be until tomorrow until everybody got fed. And yet somehow those 12 guys were able to do this. And they cleaned up afterwards. I don't know about you, but I would not want to be on the cleaning crew of that consisted of 12 people after a football game. But they took care of it. Why? Because God made them enough. My friends, God makes us enough. I mean, I can't tell you how many council meetings in 23 years I've sat through where church leaders are like, well, we really can't do that. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough of this. But you know something? This afternoon, this room is going to be filled once again because we have preschool orientation. Now, the preschool started here about, 21, 22 years ago. And at the time, it was like 1 or 2 classes. And I am sure that there were people saying, we don't have enough. We don't have enough money for this. We don't have enough space for this. We don't have enough people for this. And it grew. And it grew. To the point that there had to be an addition built. And I am certain that people were like, we don't have enough money for that. And yet they did it anyway. And God has continued to multiply it and multiply it and multiply it. And now, the miracle that is our preschool, there's a waiting list that's a mile long. I mean, because God made it enough. And that's the kind of God that we have, my friends. So many people think, well, you know what? I'm not going to give any to the church because I don't have enough to give. I mean, what's my $5, $10 going to do? Well, you know, if you took that bucket that Deacon Deborah had earlier of kindness and all the ripples went out, can you imagine if I said, well, I don't need to be kind because it's not going to make a difference. But it does. And when your rock goes in and my rock goes in and her rock goes in and his rock goes in and their rocks go in and all the rocks go in, not only do ripples happen, but it fills up the bucket. One rock may make a slight difference. But when all of our rocks, small though they may be, that's where God makes miracles happen. Yes, God's doing miracles, and God is doing miracles through you and me by making it enough, by taking the small that we have and making it more than enough. I mean, they didn't just feed 5,000 people. They didn't just feed 10,000 or 15,000. They not only fed them, they had leftovers. That's the God we have. That's the kind of miracles that our God does. He doesn't just give us enough. He gives us more than enough to get the job done, to do what needs to be done. So my friends, open yourself up to be the miracle that God is calling you to be. Be willing to give the 5 loaves and 2 fishes that you have. Be willing to hand out what needs to be given out and to clean up what needs to be cleaned up and do what God has done for you to be the miracle. Our mission is we share our gifts to show God's love. And while, yes, you sharing your gifts and you sharing your gifts might make a small difference, when we all share our gifts to show God's love, that's what changes the world. That's where God takes us and makes us the miracle by making us more than enough. Amen.